message from afar.
We present the Worcester Theatre Company in Anzacs Over England by David Goodland.
Ago. Oh, it don't seem that long. There was a war on. 4 years we'd had of it, and still it was going strong. They needed aeroplane pilots badly. Oh, that's why the diggers came to Stroud, and that's how so many of them got killed. These were the boys as never went home.
There was a war on. I stopped a bullet at Gallipoli and a piece of shrapnel on the Somme. I joined the Australian Flying Corps. With 6 months training in England, I thought it would be a safer bet. How wrong can you be?
The papers called them the bronze gods from down under. My dad called them a bloody nuisance.
All right! You can stand easy. Boys, you look like you slept with the chooks last night. Smarten yourselves up, will you? You can look as untidy as you like when you get back home. But while you're in Pommyland, don't let me see you letting the side down. Understood? We may be inferior in some people's eyes, but we're stronger, fitter, and a darn sight healthier than the poor bastards out there at the moment. In case you didn't know, there's a war on. We need pilots like yesterday. This training wing of ours is the envy of the Royal Flying Corps and a headache to the War Ministry in Whitehall. That's because it is entirely 100% Australian. And I'm proud of that. Now listen carefully. An aeroplane is like a woman. Neglect her and she'll never forgive you. Show her who's boss and she'll eat out of your hand. So when it's your turn to get up there, make sure you're not grogged up from the night before. And while we're on the subject, we've had some complaints. Go easy, boys. These country girls may be reluctant to engage in social intercourse till they know what nice lads you really are. Now, I'm relying on you to behave like proper gentlemen. And if you do have any down-under problems, see the MO immediately. For Christ's sake, don't wait till your old fella drops off. That bag will burn a hole in your pocket if you don't take it out, son.
I started my training under the command of Colonel Watt in the Cotswold Hills, a brass monkey little place called Minchinhampton. The first time I saw Annie, I was practicing turns over the common. I did a dive bomb to shake her up a bit. We used to do that sort of stunt, just for a laugh.
I'd never seen an aeroplane before, let alone a bright red one that looks it's gonna land on me. Scared? I nearly wet myself. He was shouting at me. I didn't understand a word of it. I screamed at him, "Go with you Australians, do you think you own the country?" Then he disappeared over the manor.
The next day, there she was at a fundraising exhibition in Stroud.
Now, I dare say you've all heard of the Anzacs, yes? That's the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps.
Thank you very much.
Not only have these brave chaps served with honour on the battlefield, who hasn't heard of the Anzacs in Gallipoli? Enough said. But as a cavalry in the air, they have proved themselves almost as efficient as our own Royal Flying Corps.
And that is
why Stroud District has been invaded by all these diggers from down under.
Yeah, send the buggers all.
Well, there is a war on, after all. Now, I'm told their whole expert horsemen Comes from living in the bushes, I suppose. but it is these qualities of hand and foot coordination, ladies and gentlemen,
excuse me,
our
miss?
Friends here.
What's that?
Doing anything tonight?
Trainee pirates. Now,
dear Mr. and Mrs. Stevens, it is with the deepest sense of regret. Do yourself a favour, Toby. It is with a sense of great sadness. No, that sounds poncy.
Think simple, Toby. Think Aussie.
Yeah. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Stevens, I'm very sorry to have to tell you that your son Oscar has been accidentally killed while flying.
How many is that now?
That's number 10, Les. All in camels.
7 years? You worked in a manor house for 7 years? Christ. If a maid in Sydney worked in a house that long, she'd think she owned the place.
They've been good to me. I get a whole day off once a month, and they always give me a bonus at Christmas. If you're not going to eat them chips, give them here.
One miserable day off a month? It's slave labour. Hand in your notice. There's plenty of work for women now. Munitions will pay a darn sight more than 4 and 6 a week, I'll bet. Or you could join the Women's Land Army. I'd like to see you in a pair of trousers.
Would you?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Anyway, you tell that tight-fisted old cow she can stick a job up a freckle.
Come in, number 7, your time is up. Where are you, for Christ's sake? Jeff! Come back, you mongrel bastard. I'm freezing to death down here. Who do you think you are, anyway? Baron von Bloody Richthofen?
Oh, lousy, stinking pommy grog.
Talking to yourself, son.
Colonel what, sir?
Who's up in the Red Camel?
Lieutenant Ryland, sir.
Tell him I want him at Tetbury HQ tomorrow morning. Sparrowfart time. Feeling dry, were you?
Well, it helps keep out the cold, Colonel.
I see. Well, you can report to the cookhouse at Smoko and start peeling. That'll warm you up.
Bastard.
Excuse me.
What?
Sonny, me.
You again.
Do you mind signing for this?
Listen, kid, how many times do I have to tell you? Telegrams go to the adjutant's office. I've told you that before. Now, on your bike. Oh, he's back. About time, too. Off you go, kid. I've got things to do.
All right. Ta-ra.
And try not to crash into the canteen, will you, Jeff?
And check the mounting, Vic. It's too much vibration there, if you ask me. Fractured fuel pipes I do not want.
The wire's all right.
Oh, good, yeah.
Not too slack in the dive.
Just fine, Vic. You all right, mate? I tell you what, it's bloody cold up there. Enough to freeze the fluff off a wallaby's ass.
Right.
Oh, quit thinking about Ockie, Vic. You're not going to bring him back, you know. It was an accident, right? All right, Dick?
Right. Jeff?
Yeah?
I'm sorry, but the old man's been... He's got the pricker real bad. He wants to see you.
What?
First thing tomorrow, in his office.
Any idea what he wants me for?
You've been skimming his chimney pots, I reckon.
He saw me.
Come on, mate. In the Red Camel. You stick out like a shag on a rock.
That's me for the high jump, then. I tell you what, I'm as dry as a pommy's towel. Fancy a wet one?
No, thanks, mate. I've got things to do.
Please yourself. See you later, mate.
Right.
Excuse me.
Oh, not you again. I thought I told you to bugger off.
Sorry for being useless, light.
You'd have been a German spy. Could have had you shot.
Excuse me for asking, light, but this aeroplane, is that the same one they had outside the sub-rooms last Saturday?
No, kid. That was an Avro trainer with the 2 seats, see?
Why don't they all have 2 seats, then?
Why? Because they don't carry the extra weight, they go faster. So they shoot more Fokkers. A Fokker's a German plane, son.
Well, why don't that machine gun shoot the propeller off?
Because a Monsieur Constant Enescu, that's a Frenchman, invented an interrupter gear so that all the bullets go between the blades. That's the idea, anyway, when it works.
What happens if it don't?
Well, then the pilot's fockered. Who's the telegram for?
Oh, right, Second Lieutenant Oscar Stevens.
That's one telegram you won't be delivering.
Why?
Because he can't read it, that's why.
Why can't he?
Who sent it? Give it to you. London, eh? It's probably some Sheila he met there on leave. I hope he had a good time while he was about it.
I've got to get it signed for.
I'll do it.
What's wrong with him, then?
He threw a 7.
Huh?
Fell out of the sky.
That's bad luck, like, without firing a shot.
What makes you think he never fired a shot? Hockey and me was at the Pozier show before we came to this dump. And before that, he got a bloody medal for it, didn't he?
I didn't mean it like that.
That's all right, kid. I didn't mean to rise on you. He was a good bloke. You know what I mean? He's flying a camel, and his wings buckled. 2 days ago, some stupid bastard friggin' rigger forgot to check his wires, and for that little mistake, a man is killed.
Another one for later today.
What's left of him? That field will be full of dead Aussies before it's all over, I reckon. I'll see the telegram gets passed on. No worries, son. Well, what are you waiting for?
I was thinking, I was wondering if there was a chance to have a ride in one of those.
A ride? Ha! That's a good one. No chance, mate. Besides, it's a mug's game.
There's a war on. You might as well have some fun while you can.
How old are you?
18.
Called up yet?
Any day now, then I'm off to fight Germans.
You're looking forward to it?
I'm bloody right.
Kill a few Germans, eh?
More than a few if I have my way.
Well, with any luck, it'll all be over by the time they've showed you how to twist a bayonet out of a German ribcage.
Well, I hope not.
You want to get out there and do your bit, eh? You ever thought the German might be thinking the same as you? You ever thought? Keep your head down and never volunteer. That's my advice to you.
What about a go, then?
What's your moniker?
Ernie? Ernie Pope.
Ernie Pope, you're a sticky little cove, aren't you? No, it's too risky. I'm in trouble enough.
I'll pay you.
Will you?
I'll be getting a shilling a day soon.
A shilling? A shilling a day. Struth, that's generous. Oh, I'll tell you what. You find me something worth drinking, something that doesn't taste like a dingo's dick, and I'll give you a flip. It'll be worth it.
Let's have a look. Snailsworth Brewery, Sheep Dip.
Get away.
We'd call it Shipbridge. They meet out with dead rats.
Pull the other one, mate.
It's true, I'm telling you. You want something tidy like, do you?
Preferably without the rodents.
Well, I'll sort it out for you, but you've got to take me up, don't mind.
I was joking, for Christ's sake.
Backing out.
What do you take me for? All right then, kid. It's a deal then.
When?
Tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. And put some warm clothes on. You'll freeze to death up there. I mean it.
Tomorrow, you sure?
Well, I said so, didn't I? Must be Harry Bonkers, but a digger always keeps his word.
Great.
Now skedaddle out of here before I change my mind.
Troll then.
And don't go skating about it. If anyone finds out, I'll be coming with you to shoot Germans. God, that kid's like a drover's dog, all pricking ribs. Could do with some decent tucker by the look of him. The army must be desperate to want him. The British Empire must be on its last legs. Nah, they wouldn't put rats in the grog, would they? Would they?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Says here them Stradians been pinching boots from tailors in the High Street.
There's your dinner, Dad.
Boots, Neil. Pinching boots. Says here... they came into Stroud to have a good time. A quantity of mixed drinks was found on them.
Bread?
3 on them.
And a smear of butter.
I'd give them mixed drinks, all right.
Have you a bit of stew now, Dad?
Too much money in them's pockets. That's the trouble.
Put that down. Have you a bit of grub now?
Nothing in the paper nowadays.
For it to cool.
What?
'Tis only a bit of knuckle I got from Magsis.
Any bread with you?
By your elbow.
Our Annie's still out.
Kept her up the manor, I suspect. Oh, there you are, our Ivor.
Yeah, you, ma'am, you done them socks for I?
I sewed them up real good.
You can put a tin of Keating's in his bag.
Don't want him fetching fleas home here again.
'Tis already in.
Feelings? That'll make I itch worse than the blinking fleas.
Up to the table now. Get some of this, don't you?
What time are you off?
Train goes half past six in the morning.
Nice bit of stew.
Are you all packed, Mother?
All packed. Bread?
Any butter?
By your elbow. And I put a new roll of bandage on the top, either, in case you do want to change it.
Oh, doctor says I don't need no more bandage.
That doctor. Pushing you back a bit quick, to my mind.
We've been into all that.
I've had me blighty, ma'am. Doctor says the leg's healed up now. Good enough, anyway. So, it's back to the front. That's it and all about it. Can't let all the others do the work, him says.
Can't you hang on a bit longer?
Do you want him shot, woman?
Ma'am, I'm coming back to you. Doesn't fret.
And the boy can look after himself. Just make sure you got a bit of snack for the journey.
I put plenty of bake stones in your kit bag, Ivor.
Oh, ta, ma'am.
And a bit of bread and cheese and some pickle. Now, is that enough bake stones?
You're kicking up the dust, ma'am. Sit down, will you?
I can soon find a few more.
Come here, you soppy apeth.
No.
Oh, there'd be enough bake stones there to sink the ruddy Titanic.
Don't let that food get cold.
Anyone seen our Ernie?
Working, I expect.
He ain't delivering telegrams at this hour. He'd be up that hair drum with them Stralias again. I told you. I told him. I told our Annie. I told all on you. Keep out of their way. I ain't no good. No bloody good at all.
Here she is, son.
Where you been?
Been to see Mrs. Legg.
What for?
To hand in me notice.
What's that?
I start down munitions first thing Monday.
Oh. Over my dead body.
'Tis no good, Dad. 'Tis done. No more scrubbing pots for me. There's a war on.
Shut up,
remember what I said about that leg. Don't go lying down in any dirt now.
Watch out for them bullets, boys.
Sorry, mate, Vic. Had to see your Ivor off. Look what I got you. Best ale in Stroud.
Ah, the golden fluid. Smells good.
Best you'll ever get. Take a swig and find out.
No rats.
That's ale, not cider.
Ah, good on you, mate. Look, I thought I told you to wear some warm clothes. Never mind. You bung this on. Look, I'm supposed to be testing a fuel line for vibration. I'd be back in the trenches in no time if I thought I'd taken a POM with me. You put that on and try to look like an ear mechanic.
Which one's ours?
It's that Biff over there. Came over from Filton yesterday. You getting scared?
No, I ain't scared.
Listen, son. There's no shame in being scared. For Christ's sake, I'm scared. That's what keeps you alive. When you're out there, you remember that.
Completely spoiled the hunt. First of the season, ruined it. His lordship is livid.
You hear that, Captain? His lordship is livid. Some of our blokes have ruined his hunt.
They were there at his grace's hunt by his grace's personal invitation, sir.
By invitation, yes, but they weren't told to bring their bloody aeroplanes with them. We were all set for the off when three of your thingamies swooped down on us. The ladies started screaming, the Duke fell off his horse, and the hinds were scattered all over the estate.
Hear that, Captain Driscoll? Frightening His Grace's dogs is a serious matter.
Hinds, Colonel.
Oh, hounds, of course.
Damn it all, man, it wasn't just the hinds, it was the horses. They frightened the horses.
Frightening the horses? That's just not cricket, is it, sir?
It's gross discourtesy.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
His Grace demands the names of those responsible.
Gonna send them back to the front, eh?
Damn good idea, if you ask me. And while we're on the subject, can you keep your men away from the females at the munitions factory? They've been dropping messages in the yard. It distracts them, holds up production.
Few of the boys, sir. No harm in it. As for His Grace's hunt, you'll forgive me, but where we come from, we tend to shoot foxes. It's quicker and easier that way, not so messy.
Excuse me, Mr. Beaumont. Captain, a word in your ear.
Now? What the hell do you think you're playing at?
I had enough of that out there, Toby. While blokes lay on their stretchers, people like him look down their noses expecting a salute. I'm buggered if I'm going to put up with that bowler-hatted bastard. The war's just a chance for people like him to make some easy money. Nice little bolt holes they've got for themselves.
Be nice to him.
Do me a favour. Bloke's out there doing the dirty work while he sits there and whinges about his friggin' dogs?
Knock it off, Liz.
Gonna send me back to the front? Good. Sooner the better. The air's cleaner out there. Too much bullshit in this atmosphere, if you ask me.
Now, look here, Captain.
Captain Driscoll, outside and wait for me.
Sir.
You let your men talk to you like that, Colonel. Put him on a charge.
That might work with conscripts, Mr. Beaumont, but not with us. All our boys are volunteers.
Volunteers?
There were riots in Sydney when they tried to make it compulsory. All our boys are here because they want to be.
And so they should. So they should. Well, I've delivered my message, Colonel, so I'll be off.
You can tell His Grace I'll deal with it. Won't happen again.
I'm not sure His Grace will be happy with that.
They let off steam, Mr. Beaumont, to forget where they've been and where they've got to go back to. It's not a load of laughs out there. Know how long the average pilot lives once he's there? 9 days. Just 9 days. My boys gave up a lot to fight your war, Mr. Beaumont. Oh, if you've ever been down under, you'll know what they're missing.
From all I know about it, Colonel, Australia wouldn't suit me at all. We lead a quiet life here. Everything is as it should be. Everyone knows his place, and we want to keep it that way. Good day to you. Oh, and one more thing. Sunday flying, is it really necessary to practice on a Sunday? It upsets the congregation at badminton.
Good day, Mr. Beaumont.
His Grace was saying only the other day.
Take out Sundays? I can't give them enough flying time as it is. They might as well fight the Bosch with blindfolds on.
I don't care for your attitude,
Colonel.
You
don't care. Mr. Beaumont, I am an Australian. I don't have any manners. Good day now.
Well, really.
Captain?
Lieutenant Rylands is here, Toby.
Wheel him in, then.
Come in, Jeff. Sir, I'd like to apologize.
Sit down and shut up.
Sir.
Captain, I want you in on this too.
Sir.
I see you were born in Manly. I've got a little camp just up the coast from there, Bilgola. Know it?
Yes, sir, I do.
Good fishing, eh?
Sir.
When this is all over, I'm going back there. Going to spend the rest of my life on that beach. You looking forward to going home, Rylands?
Oh, you bet, sir.
Then what in God's name do you think you are doing, risking my life and yours by flying over my billet with a gnat's nuts to spare? Some sort of prank?
Sir, I was trying
out... You know Captain Driscoll?
Sir?
Captain Driscoll is an aeronautic genius. He's got the MC. He shot down more Hun than you've had hot dinners, and he's still alive. Now I wonder why. Captain, tell this young digger how many mechanics and cadets we've lost since we came here.
Must be well over 20 of them by now, I should think.
It's 20 bloody three. Oh, compared with what's going on in France, it's a joke. But to me, it's 23 too bloody many. Look at this. I'm writing a letter to Lieutenant Stevens' mother and father. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Stevens, I regret to inform you that your son Oscar was accidentally killed yesterday after losing control of his aeroplane. He died instantly and suffered no pain. Well, that's a lie for a start. He had a good 3 minutes to contemplate his death. He was well liked by all who knew him here and would be sadly missed by his fellows, etc., etc. I am sick of writing these. You know, I'd rather be fighting Germans. Tell him how he survived out there, Les.
That was down to you. Safety first and all that?
I didn't ask for a eulogy, Captain. There's no parachutes out there, son, you know. Some desk-bound brigadier at the War Office reckons we're more efficient without them. That means it's just you, your machine, and whatever common sense you can cram between your ignorant Aussie ear holes keeping you alive. Oh, don't get me wrong, son. I'm a soldier and there's a war on. I don't care about you. I care about 2,000 quid's worth of aeroplane that's totally useless because someone took stupid risks in it. I'm putting you back on bumps and circuits till you learn that safety comes first.
Oh, sir.
And when you get back to your bunk, Rylands, sit down on it and say, I am a stupid, pig-ignorant Aussie dickhead. And repeat it over and over until you're sick of it, right?
I'm sorry.
It'll be too late for sorry when you're lying in a box with a flag draped over it. Les, didn't you used to do a spot of singing before the war?
I used to croak a fair old baritone in them days, if I say so myself. Gilbert and Sullivan, that sort of thing.
I reckon we've got to show these poms we're all on the same side.
Make 'em laugh, even. A show, this. We could raise a few bob for the war effort and really ingratiate ourselves. I'm not expecting Chu Chin Chow or Shaftesbury Avenue stuff. Let's have a bash, eh? You're in charge, Les. You'll be entertainments officer. And you can have our young friend here to help you out.
Me, sir?
And get hold of Darcy Jones. He's a sport. He'll put you right. I fancy a little troop. Oh, into the pier stuff, you know, just for a laugh. I want to see a show in 2 weeks. Now off you go, the pair of you. It's time for my cocoa.
Sir.
Toby, you've got to be...
A fortnight, mate.
Chuck the end of that in your ear hole.
What's it for?
So I can talk to you. Lift your ear flap and shove your end in.
All right.
You hear me now? Hold tight, cover.
I can't see nothing.
Look below. Look over the side.
Christ, that's helping you. I can see our house. That's our house right up the top there. That's our house, mate.
What's that? I can't hear you, mate.
See the smoke? Our mum's got a fire there.
I can't hear you. I give up.
That was our house. Help! We're falling.
Just a little air pocket.
Oh, Christ alive, my stomach's dropping out. Hey,
did you reach for the dunny paper there, mate? Oh.
Should have left off some bacon and eggs, man. A stroke. A stroke down there. See the subrooms? See the station? Here it is. Oh, trains look like tyres.
How's the old Tom now?
This is just bloody fat, bloody fasting. I've never seen nothing. There's something. See them mushrooms? They're big. Whoa! The bloody hell are you doing now?
That's your bastard!
Look at him! Not your bastards for having you! Woo-hoo! You bunch of bastards!
Get some every time!
Oh, you never got away, man! In the bastards there! Cause the Lord don't want no bastards there! Oh, you never got a...
My... mate!
I have to have a piss!
They be taking over the subrooms, Neil. In aid of local and war charities and Australian Nights Entertainment, the Flying Kangaroos present Wild the Billy Boyles. Flying Kangaroos, my backside.
Oh, I do like a nice concert. When's it on?
Listen to this. By special arrangement with the GWR, the last motor train on both evenings will leave Chalford at 10 p.m. for all stations to Stonehills. They'll be running the railways, Neil.
Well, I don't have to walk home then, Dad.
No, us on, because us ain't going. Concerts when there's a war on. I'd give them flying bloody kangaroos. Nothing in the journal these days. Any Scalvely with us?
By your elbow.
Where you been?
Up Jack's ass.
What's that?
Up in the grass.
Nice bit of soup. Have it on it up.
We don't have language in this house.
You look famished. Where you been?
Flew to Gloucester and back.
Been a nice fresh bread and butter.
Fresh loaf, eh?
And butter with it.
Make the most of it. They're talking about rationing down at Max's. Everything's hard to get, they just say. If I had half a pig's face, I'd make a nice pan of brawn. Can't get it. Meats are in short supply. What do you mean, you went to Gloucester?
Flew there, by aeroplane. Oh. There's nothing like it.
What? Ernie, you didn't.
Have he got a screw loose? That's them Australians again. You stupid fool.
I'm old enough to go on fire. I'm old enough to please myself.
You're old enough to be a raving lunatic. The sooner you do get over to France, my boy, the safer you'll be. A letter comes morning.
That's it then. Then what saw you?
That'll put a stop to your gavorting.
Then once you when?
Friday at Bristol.
Friday? I shall have to make a load more big stones then.
And I can fling them at the Germans.
Give it here then.
Orfield Barracks, 12 o'clock. There's your railway warrant. Only go and get a bucket of coal in.
I'm finished with...
Bucket of coal now!
Sooner I get to France, the happier I'll be.
He had to go sometime, Mother.
What for? He's only a nipper.
Oh, he's only on the reserve to start with.
They must be hard up, that's all I can say.
They're even looking for over 40s now, according to the journal. Could be my turn next.
Well, they've been never going to take thee.
What's that supposed to mean?
I only meant to say...
I do want to send some of them Australians out there, instead of concerting over here. Now, come on, Mother, now, put a face on it now. Won't do him nor thee any good.
Dad, I got a nice drop of leaking tater.
Never mind that now, Mam. I got someone I want you to meet.
What?
Jeff, you can come in now.
What's that?
Visitors, oh dear.
Oh, you're in a...
Friggin' hell. Oh, pleased to meet you, sir.
Will I roam when I'm heading right for home along the road to Gundagai?
One, two, three, off. Right.
Yeah, good on you, Les. Brings tears to your eyes.
Yeah, you could try opening your mouth a little wider, Les.
Oh, you reckon, Darcy?
Right. Well, must be on the way. Keep up the good work, Darcy.
Yeah, you betcha, Tarby. All right, once more from the top, Liz. One, two, three, four.
There's a track winding back to an old-fashioned shack along the road to Gundagai.
Trousers? Women in trousers? That what they teach you down that factory?
Them's easier to work in than dresses down to your ankles.
Ankles? I can remember when ankles was a dirty word. What's the country coming to? First they got women doing the men's jobs, now they be putting them in trousers. I'll say it once, I'll say it again. A woman's place is in the home. It's that pancreas woman in London started all this. Suffrage? Whoa, Floyd might come suffer, all right. And that Australian of yours, whatever his name is, he got a lot to answer for.
His name's Jeff, Dad, and he was right. I get 7 and 6 a week now. That's 3 shillings more than they pay up the manor. And I'm doing my bit for the war effort, just like our Ivor and our Ern. And he gets paid overtime.
Overtime? What's this new word you got hold of? Overtime? You work till the job's finished. That's what you to do. And you stay with him as looks after thee, as gives thee regular employment. Wouldn't catch oi leaving me job. What? 25 years them's paid my wages up at the manor and put food in your belly, my gallon. Don't you forget it.
Pie and taters, Dad.
Where's that bit of bacon, then?
You got pie. That's what's for you.
I'll give you bloody pie. Too good for us since you've been hiding with him. And you can change out of them trousers in this house. I won't have it, do you hear me? I will not have it. He knows where I'll be when that bit of bacon's ready.
Oh, you ain't never going to cook that far in.
Of course I am. If that young man of yours do look after thee like he have looked after I, then you'll know you got something.
Oh, he may be Australian, ma'am, but him's a proper gentleman.
Oh, is he my wench? And how long will that last? Men, good heaven. When I married your father, he was a gentleman, used to speak. Now I'm lucky to get as much as a grunt out of him. I'd get more grunts out of that there pig at the back.
Oh, what be that now?
Come and see. It's Jeff, ma'am.
What?
That's his aeroplane. Get shot.
No,
don't you go out there. Oh, dear.
Look, ma'am. Look what him did drop. Drop me a letter from his aeroplane.
Oh, he's postman as well, is he?
Dear Miss Pope.
Miss Pope, indeed.
Lieutenant Geoffrey Rylance requests the pleasure of your company on Saturday next at the Stroud Subscription Rooms at 7:40 p.m. to witness the Australian concert party, the Flying Kangaroos.
I'd give him flying bloody kangaroos if I catch him. Having a quiet read, and he comes right over the privy. Missed it by half an inch. You can't even have a decent... Nowadays.
At least you're in the right place, Dad, weren't you?
Lord help us, your bacon will be burnt to a frazzle.
There's a track winding back to an old-fashioned shack along the road to...
We take you all the way to Western Australia, to a gold mining camp. It is August 1914, across the seas, 12,000 miles away. Thank you. In a tin pot town called Sarajevo, a single pistol shot signals the start of a skirmish that will set Europe alight. And the winds of change will fan the flames to an inferno that only courage can put out. Who wrote this rubbish?
Dad! This telegram has come for you. Come to the house.
Give it here.
What's it say? Dad?
This is the great adventure, folks. Never let it be said that Australia didn't give her all. England expects that we colonials should fight to the last man and the last shilling. But when we all go back home, beaten, bloody, but unbowed, well, maybe not all, and maybe not all in one piece. But the kookaburra will still be laughing in the old gum tree, the cicadas will still be chirping, the waratah will be waving, and there's sure to be a keg or something if you're feeling dry. Yes, indeed. Australia will still be there.
You all right?
Yeah.
You've gone quiet.
Oh, don't seem right. All that laughing and shouting. What about the ones like our Ivor?
Try and forget. We won, that's something.
Our Ivor didn't win. Our Mam will never forget, that's for sure. Never. Neither will I.
She's got you and Ernie.
What was it for, Jeff?
What?
The war. What was it for?
I wouldn't know.
Why'd you join up then? It's not even your country.
The bugles of England were blowing over the sea, as they'd called 1,000 years, calling now to me. They woke me from dreaming in the dawning of the day. The bugles of England, and how could I stay?
I didn't know Australians wrote poetry.
There's a lot you English don't know about us.
Sorry I spoke.
I want to go home. You're coming with me, Annie.
Jeff!
It's over. I want to show you my country.
Why? What's so good about it?
The weather, for a start.
Mm.
And there's space for us out there. Come and live in the lucky country, Annie, and we can say up you to all the warmongering politicians and all the generals who stayed safe behind lines and all the profiteers who made a fortune out of death and destruction. And all those bastards in bowler hats who'll forget what we did and try to stop us doing what we want.
Don't tell me any more, Jeff.
Why?
Because Australia's a long way from Stroud and I don't want to know about it.
Well, I'm taking you there, get me? You're my girl, you're coming home with me.
The flaming cheek of it. And what if I don't want to go?
Oh, come on, don't say that. We'll get married, here if you like, and then live over there.
I got a better idea. Why don't we get married over here and live over here?
No.
Why not?
This weather, for one thing.
We get plenty of sunshine in Stroud.
And what about all the other crap you have to put up with? Out there, you take people for what they are. You don't have Lord and Lady Muck telling you when you can take a leak. You don't have people telling you what you can do or what you can't do. It's every man for himself.
What about the women?
The women stand by their men.
Oh, I'll have to think about that one.
I can do good for you out there, Annie. Believe me, I can.
There's a joke going around the factory. A girl called Nancy goes out every Saturday night with one of her mates from round here, sowing her wild oats. And every Sunday morning, she goes to chapel to pray for crop failure.
That's a good one.
Yes, that's a good one for you men to laugh over, isn't it? Nice joke that is, down the fleece on a Saturday night. Oh, I gotta go. What's the time? Christ almighty, our dad'll murder me.
If he says anything, show him this.
Oh.
All you gotta do is name the day.
Oh. I don't know what to say now. Proper flummoxed. Oh, it's a beauty, this one.
I got it backing horses.
What?
Yeah, right through the jeweller's window.
Don't make me laugh.
Well, then?
Well, what?
Well, will you or won't you?
I already have, haven't I?
I meant, will you come back with me?
I know what you meant. God, we got things the wrong way round, haven't us?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know how they do things down under, but... Round here, a man's supposed to give a girl the ring first.
I thought men all over the world did things down under more or less the same way.
Just right, it's whatever my land and myself worth.
100% Australian, Annie. Well, with maybe a little bit of Irish on me mum's side.
Oh, I knew there was something wrong with you.
The war's over. Time for some fun now.
Oh, our dad'll give me fun if I don't get home.
At 10 o'clock, the town was invaded by 200 Australians, who with their band kept up a lively din until the small hours. Tried to set Tetbury on fire, they did. Lighting petrol down Long Street, I calls it bloody disgusting,
I just... It's only a bit of fun, Dad.
Fun? Fun? How can you talk about fun when your brother's lying in some field in France and our only coven is guts up in Standish? You got some growing up to do, my wench. Tis time you started now.
Oh, don't go on, Dad. You'll only make yourself ill.
I'm off out. Tis time they went back home to the savages.
Where was you, my girl, on Armistice night, eh?
Mammy,
out enjoying yourself, was you? Well, I hope you knows as what you'll be up to. By rights, you should have come to Standish to see our urn with your dad and me, not galvanising all over with them strelias. He's your brother, and he's had a bad time. That's a nasty cough he's got. Oh, them filthy, filthy Germans.
Oh, man, you can't believe her back.
My boy, I can't understand it. Why? I know I have to put a face on it, but he was my first. Our Ivor was still just a nipper. When you ask Babis of your own, you'll know all about it.
Oh, Mam.
Thank God I still got thee in our urn.
Mam, I got something to show you.
No, I got a nice bit of griskin tops with some stuffing left. Have that with a drop of gravy. You ain't thinking of leaving me, are you?
Mam. Jessica, you've
got to thank them up at the farm for this bit of meat. Your dad's right. Them has been good to us.
Yes, Mam.
You know you can trust people like that. Gentlemen they be. They know what's best for us. Oh, watch out for that Australian, my wench. Him'll break your heart. Nice enough, lad, but him's got his own country and you got yours and that's it. Chalk and cheese. Don't go getting any ideas, my wench. Understand me?
Yes, ma'am.
At least they don't need to go flying them machines no more.
No, ma'am.
'Twas never right. If God had wanted us to fly, he'd have given us wings.
That's enough of that! Do you hear me? I got these cases to see you for lunch. I want to get it done quick. We all got Christmas shopping to do, I expect.
Ah, I see we got the usual batch from up the hair drone. Are you feeling cold, soldier?
Your Honour, it's enough to freeze the balls of a...
What he means, Your Honour, is that he finds the English climate particularly inclement at this time of year.
The sooner they send you lot back to the Hanty Pointies, the better for all concerned.
What a wowser!
What's that? I'll remind you that this is a court of law. We've had just about enough of you lot. You can't even let your daughters out at night anymore. It's time you was all transportised back to where you come from. Right, case one. Ah, indecency in a public place. Have you got anything to say for yourselves?
Begging your pardon, Judge, but it was Armistice night.
I don't care what night it was. That don't give you the right to go urinating off the top of public buildings. This leaves a very nasty taste in my mouth. One would be bad enough, but six of you, at the same time, directly into the town fountain? Anyone would think you were put there for your convenience. I'm astonished that visitors to our shores can show such contemptuosity. Fined 5 shillings each or 5 days at Gloucester. Right, what's next? Air mechanic Victor Walsh. AFC Minchinhampton hair drone. Given the time of year, it's predictable, I suppose. Chicken rustling at Cowcombe Farm. Caught red-handed in the coop, but accomplices escaped on bicycles... without lights. I suspect a foul conspiracy, yeah? Anything to say?
Please, Your Grace, I was trying to stop the theft. I just happened to be passing when I heard the chooky squawking and discovered the intruders. It wasn't me, I swear.
Well, that's a good one. This takes the Huntley and Palmer. That's the best I've heard since Dan Leno played the Empire. Just because we live in the country don't mean we're all parish bred, you know. 5 shillings or 5 days.
I'll take the money.
Hey! That's enough of that. Well, this will make you laugh. I changed me mind. 10 shillings or 10 days. Right, next. Mr. Ernest Pope, Pear Cottage, Chalford Hill. Theft of garment belonging to HM Forces. A bona fide Englishman at last. Right. Well, we've had too much of this sort of thing. Anything to say?
No.
Well, do you plead guilty or not guilty?
Guilty, I suppose.
Oh, guilty, you suppose, do you? Well, let me tell you that I take...
Excuse me, Your Honour.
And who might you be?
Second Lieutenant Geoffrey Rylands, AFC, sir.
Another of the funny app brigade, eh? Well, spit it out.
This boy has been gassed and still suffers because he fought for his country. The shirt's been returned, no harm done. Can't you go easy on an old soldier?
I didn't come down in the last shower, you know. We've had too many of these cases. We've had boots left on feet, what should have been handed back, trousers, kit bags, and now shirts. All King's property. It's no good, you ex-soldiers, thinking the world owes you a living. We're all very grateful for what you did out there, but the war's over now. Time to get back into line. It's plain theft, 30 shillings or a month at Gloucester, and a Merry Christmas to you all.
Where am I going to find £1.10?
Well, you should have thought of that before. Take him down, Sergeant.
Hey!
Hey, hold it. I'll split the Oscar with you, mate. Hey, Billy.
Over here. Prezzy for you, mate.
What's your son?
Christ almighty, it's one of them chickens you swiped. Well, I managed to chuck one under the hedge before they dragged me off. It was still there when I went back for it.
Call that justice? I couldn't give a dump for it.
Any more of that and you'll be on the wagon to Gloucester.
Hello,
my lad.
Jeff. Merry Christmas, Your Worship.
And you can tell the King's a stinking shirt right up in royal.
Afraid it's a homemade one, Mrs. Pope, but it comes with my best regards.
What is it?
'Tis a boomerang, ma'am. You throws it in the air and it flies round and comes back to you.
Oh, that'll be handy there.
It's got something written on it. Jeff had burned them letters into it. It says, to the Pope family of Chalford from 2nd Lieutenant Geoff Rylands, 5th Squadron, AFC, Christmas 1918.
The Pope family? Oh, that's nice. That's lovely. Oh, that's real nice. And it's beautifully carved too now. Where should I put him?
I see another one of your aeroplanes crashed up at Minch. What I do want to know is how come you're still flying and now it's all over?
The blokes get restless with nothing to do, so the old man put us back on training. Mm. Good thing, in my opinion. You never know when it might be needed.
You don't think them Germans are starting up again?
No, Mrs. Pope. I reckon it'll take the boss 100 years to get back on their feet. I was meaning for us. Australia's a big country. A lot of coastline to guard. Aeroplanes is the answer, I reckon. Mm.
Is that what you reckon?
It stands to reason.
When are you lot going back home, then?
I don't know. Not enough ships to take us all. That's the trouble.
Yeah, I found plenty when it was a war on, though, didn't I?
But the boys don't like this hanging around. They want to go home.
That way they're running down all the dogs, then.
Pardon? Your lorry's to go too fast down Chalford Hill. Any dog as gets in the way's a goner. It's a wonder there's any dogs left alive. They must think they're them dingoes or something. It's all in the journal. Yeah, bloody journal.
That'll be the transport boys looking for a good time.
Good time.
What I mean is...
Good time. I give them a good time. If running down dogs is their idea of having a good time, then the sooner they do go back home, the better.
Hardly sore motors in Strill before you lot come. What's wrong with asking Carter to get around on?
We never won a war without machines.
Did I say something to thee?
Oh, once more, Custard.
Never thought I'd see a son of mine up in front of a magistrate. He was all brung up proper. It is all in the journal.
Famous at last.
Why get you bloody famous?
That's enough. I don't want to wear it no more. Him shouldn't never have had to go to court. Enough of that. Him didn't know the shirt had to go back.
Didn't know.
I don't care. I don't care whether him did or him didn't. Him's here with us. That's all I care about. Now, would anybody like more custard? Mr. Rylance?
Call me Jeff, Mrs. Pope.
Jeff. Yeah. Oh, goodness me, your plate be empty. Have a drop more.
I don't think so. I'm absolutely stonked, Mrs. Pope.
That's what I like to hear.
Tanks.
What?
Tanks is a weapon of the future. Tanks and gas.
Gas? Dunno. Filthy stuff. That's one thing even the Turks wouldn't use.
You know what I wrote on my papers when they chucked me out? Suffered mild gassing. Mild, mine. It was only like having your inside scraped out with sandpaper. Oh.
Talk about something nice, will you?
What was it like where you was, Jeff? In the Dardanelles?
Oh.
I was hit by a bullet there.
A bullet in the Dardanelles, eh? Very painful.
We used to collect souvenirs, you know, spent shells and fuses to take home with us. We were in a place called Shell Green. That's what we called it anyway. We were rummaging around one day when Jacko sent over some shells, and me mate, Jim Carter, got a clout from a falling fuse. I thought he'd copped it, and I ran over to him. But apart from being a bit stunned, he was Jake. Hardly a scratch on him. I said, "You want the fuse, Jim?" He said, "What do you think I stopped it for?"
Where's your friend now, then?
Jim. Last time I saw Jim was at Wipers in some Anzac soup.
No chance of you staying on in these parts, then, Jeff? Don't like our weather, is that it?
Well, it's definitely warmer in New South Wales.
Do they have Christmas down under?
Do they have Christmas down under? Ma'am, you're a soppy apron.
No, we have all the same things as you have over here, you know. Lanterns, Christmas trees.
Honey, you calling me a soppy apron? That's what our Ivor used to... Oh. Sorry we haven't got our tree this year. Didn't seem right somehow, what with one thing and another.
Oh, ma'am.
Well, I don't know what our visitor must think of us. Oh. Have another mince tart, then, Annie. Pop one on his plate. There's a good girl.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know what our manners is coming to. I don't.
Very nice tucker, Mrs. Pope. Very nice indeed. Of course, we'd be having it outside at home. Maybe even down on the beach.
You mean like a sort of picnic?
Yeah, sort of.
Eating outside, like?
Hear that, Dad? It's so hot they have their Christmas dinner outside on the beach.
Mm. That's what savages do, isn't it?
Ma'am? Dad? Jeff had something he wanted to say to you both.
What, now? Oh, well, I suppose now's as good a time as any. The thing is, I reckon it'd be a good idea if Annie and I got married. If that's all right with you.
There's a turnout for the book. Well, I never did. You never said, Annie.
Oh, that's good then.
And when might you be perpetuating this act?
I beg your pardon? Oh, I see. Well, I thought we'd get spliced in January. And then as soon as they find us a ship, Annie and I could go back together.
You don't mean...
What in the name of the reason is going on, you know?
Ernie!
Coming back!
Who the hell's that?
Come on, Ernie. Oh, I've untied your Christmas to everyone. Is everybody happy? A few of the lads from the drone going for a spin. It won't go off the old Christmas pud, you know?
Oh, pardon me.
Ma'am, Dad, this is...
Where's he going?
Sorry about Vic. He's a bit of a cot case, I'm afraid.
Now then, what's all this about you running off to Australia with my daughter?
I reckon she'll be better off out there.
Oh, you do, do you? Well, let me tell you this, young man. The day she walks out of that door is the... That's your bloody lot again.
Fred, behave yourself.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, Dad.
You come back here this Christmas day, for Christ's sake.
Keep your nose up, Barney!
What are you, mate?
Still can't see how they stay up there.
You fancy a going one?
As long as I can keep one foot in the ground.
When are you going to take me up again, then, Vic?
What's this? Nothing, Jeff.
Have you been given joyride?
There's only the ones.
You got kangaroos in your top paddock or what?
Jeff, he's a mate.
Those crates are friggin' lethal.
Jesus. He's a mate. He asked me.
Fine, mate, you are. Bloody stupid prick. Do you know what you could have done? You could have killed him. Do you know that, Vic?
He's one of us. He wants to be an Aussie.
You're a friggin' shield short, you are. You're pissed out of your brain half the time. No wonder the bloody planes keep coming out of the sky. Oh, the...
Jesus, he's old enough to make up his own mind. Besides, he's coming back home with us.
What's that?
What have you been telling him?
Did you just say he's going back with you?
They're giving away farm blocks to return servicemen. They're looking for blokes like him and me. They'll take him. He's one of us.
Is this true?
He's coming back again.
Answer me, Ern.
Oh, Christ, he's too bloody low. He's off his perch.
He'll come with guts, though, I know it.
He's trying to hit that tree again.
Pull back, Barney!
Barney!
Pull it back! Lift the tail, for Christ's sake!
Accidentally killed while flying. If I read that again, I'll go nuts.
How many is that now, Toby?
33.
Can't blame yourself.
I'll tell that to Barnes.
Barney was a hothead. He'd spent Christmas morning at the George, got all tanked up and went for a joyride, stupid bastard.
It's one thing to lose men under intensive training in the middle of a war. But 3 months after it's all over, how can I justify that?
He was bored. We're all bored, for Christ's sake.
It's time we went home. We're not needed any longer.
I reckon the Poms are well cheesed off with us by now.
Oh, not all of them. I've made some good friends here.
But we're still just a bunch of roughnecks to them. Fight their war and bugger off home quick. No matter what we do, we'll always be upstart colonials. Time you went home, too, where they appreciate you.
Oh, back to old Bill Gola. Is it still there, I wonder?
And I want an invite for a long weekend as soon as we get back.
Long weekends with nothing to do, eh? You know, I'm not sure I like the idea of that. A war gives you something to live for in a funny sort of a way. When you're not too busy getting killed. Remember that Canberra I show? Oh, the tanks did all right. But 18 of us flew out of that airfield, and only 6 came back.
Well, we got our Guernseys, didn't we? What more do you want?
Boys. They were just boys. They'd had no life.
I tell you this, you did bloody good by them boys, Toby. You always put their safety first, and there was a few chinless wonders that didn't go along with that. Most of them sat safely behind desks.
Which is exactly what I'm doing now. One thing about the war, at least, it was never boring. By the way, the Pommies are giving us all the spare machines to take back with us. A gift from a grateful government.
What's that? 50 camels, a dozen or so Avros, and a few Harry Tate? Hardly worth shipping them.
Don't knock it. It's a start. What's happened here in the last 14 months? That's the makings of an Aussie Air Force.
Job for you there.
No more uniform for me.
They'll need you back home.
They'll have to do it without me.
What's going to happen to the boys? They'll need jobs. I reckon nobody will give a toss about them once they get back. You could help them with your poke.
Maybe. We'll see. Look, get under your so-called entertainment committee, will you? Tell him the old man needs cheering up. Tell him to put on a show and make him laugh. Tell him it's the last one they'll ever do. They're going home. We're all going home.
Is that dinkum oil you're giving me?
May the 6th. It's official. War Office telegraphed me. Here it is.
Well, why the bloody hell didn't you say so before?
Yeah. We're all going home. All except Barnes. And Allen and Banksmith and Bueland and Cubbins and Clutterbuck and Davis and Dunn and Filmer. Second Air Mechanic Frederick, Second Lieutenant Fry, Corporal Jeffries. Warrant Officer Keane, M.C. And Lewis, McGuffey, Needham, Parks, Pillow, Scott, Shepherd, Stronach, Thompson, Walsh, Weingart.
Altogether, they buried 24 Australians up in that field, and about 10 more in churchyards near where they came down. We all went to the big service up there. Must have been 1,000 people. All the graves was laid out with yellow flowers. Hundreds of daffodils. Oh, they dazzled you. A yellow blanket draped over the boys who'd never be going back home. Poppies they have, don't they? For the boys who died in France. Well, it was daffs for the Anzacs who died over the Cotswold Hills. I kept thinking about their mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters scattered all over Australia who couldn't be there. I was housemaid again by then. The war was over, so they didn't want no more bullets and bombs. So we girls was given our notice. Just like that.
That's it then. We've got 3 weeks left. Then down to Southampton on May 6th.
3 weeks?
So it's now or never. You've put me off long enough, Annie. I need to know.
That's it then, is it?
It's not too late. We can still get married.
Oh, I can't leave our mum just now, Jeff. If our Ernie goes and I go, she won't have no one left. It'd be like I was dead.
It's your life we're talking about.
Jeff, the people are good here. They gave me my job back at the manor.
For the love of God, Annie, make a break for it. Tell those stuck-up snobs to stick their job
up. Oh, that's your answer to everything, isn't it? For God's sake, it may be a dead and alive old to you, but it's my home.
A land fit for heroes. That's what they promised when it was all over, didn't they? But it was a con from start to finish. I've seen the way they do it over here. I've seen right through the whole sordid business. Some people made a packet out of the war while schoolboys were being butchered. Well-heeled ladies with time on their hands knitted so many pairs of socks and then patted each other on the back and got on with their bridge. I suppose they thought we'd been sent out there to learn French. And look at the way they're looking after their brave Tommies. Where's the houses for heroes? Where's the jobs? Oh, they better look after the diggers better than that when we get back, or there'll be hell to pay.
Oh, I bet there will.
A fair go. That's what you're entitled to. But you won't get it over here in this old country. They'll carry on in the same old way because it suits them better to keep you down. You'll still be doffing your lids and tugging your forelocks to them 100 years from now. What the hell did your Ivor die for?
Are you saying he died for nothing?
No, I only meant...
Because if that's what you're saying, you can bugger off now. Do you hear me? Do you? I won't ever let anyone say a word against what he fought for. Or our Ernie. They fought for their country and was proud of it, and that's it and all about it.
We were proud too, for Christ's sake. We came 15,000 miles for you, didn't we? We were the 6-bob-a-day tourists, weren't we? Some holiday that turned out to be.
You're saying it was all a mistake?
Of course it was a mistake. You can't get away from that, Struth. There'd never be any peace if we didn't hang on to that.
What about you and me, Jeff? Is that a mistake too?
That depends.
Oh, depends now, does it?
It depends on whether you care enough to pack your bags and come home with me.
Oh! Do you believe in God, Jeff?
What?
Do you?
What kind of question is that?
Well, answer me this. Who's going to forgive our sins if there ain't no God?
The only sin I'm guilty of is joining in with that sordid mess. Sin? God? Annie, there were padres out there handing out fags and damn near pushing blokes over the top to get their heads blown off. Was God telling them to do that? Look up there. Do you know, some people believe there's life up there.
Well, what difference does it make what's up there?
What difference?
Well, it don't put food in your belly.
You know what the Aborigines called the first settlers? The fallen stars. They just
fell out of the sky, according to them. And all my mates lying up in that field, they fell out of the sky. They're fallen stars, all right. And I could have been one of them. I'm lucky. I'm alive. I'm alive, and I owe it to myself to get some joy out of my life.
What about everyone else, Jeff?
What are you getting at?
Oh, they wanted to tell you later. May as well know now. There could be another little Jeffrey on the way.
No. It's truth. Straight up.
Oh, no mistake.
Oh, if it was rain and pea soup, I'd have a friggin' fork in my hand.
Oh, it's good looking up there, Jeff. Nothing up there to help you. If you just think about it, it doesn't matter where you live. If you bugger it up here, you bugger it up everywhere.
Annie! Annie!
Flying machine going up she goes.
Up she goes.
Balancing herself like a bird on a beam in the air. She goes.
Then she goes.
Up, up, a little bit higher.
Oh, my moon is on fire.
Come down to feeling my flying machine going up. Hold on, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, a big hand for our special guest in the lineup there, Ernie Pope from Chalford. Oh, isn't he a beauty in that frock? Yes, I know we don't normally have Poms in the show. Come to think of it, how did he get in there? As you know, this will be our very last show here at your beautiful subscription rooms. We're all packed and ready to hump our blueies back to the other side of the world. Oh. Well, it was a long and bloody stoush that finally put the kibosh on the Kaiser, as they say. But it was a job well done. Yay! And if you ever need us again, folks, Australia will be there. Yay! And now, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, and the rest of you, our scene changes to the great drones of the 5th, 6th, 7th and 8th squadrons of the mighty AFC. To the tiny villages of Minchinhampton and Lighterton, perched high in the rolling hills of Gloucestershire. Ladies and gentlemen, a little sketch now. The AFC meets the RAF, the diggers meet the POMs.
That's a lovely dress you're wearing, darling. What's your name?
Is he talking to me?
I told you not to wear it outside.
What do you say, beautiful? I'm offering you a night out in Stradtown with all the trimmings.
Oh, Christ.
Do you mean it?
Yeah. The lot.
Buy me a bag of chips.
Anything you want.
Mushy pea.
Anything.
Where you taking me, then?
Well, darling, that's up to you, but I promise you'll get a big Aussie surprise.
Oh, you might get a bigger in the back.
Come on, then. Woof! Hey, hang on a mo. Blimey, old friggin' Riley. Well, I'll be buggered.
You will be if you hang around, mate.
You're a pair of bastard tonks.
Get on out of it before I lay one on you.
Yeah, pair of
get on now.
I see him go.
He's off like a bride's nightie.
I shouldn't think he'll give up wenches after tonight.
Did you see his face?
He was just about to give me a kiss.
Well, don't blame him if I didn't know you as a bloke. I reckon I'd fancy you.
Don't make me laugh, Vic.
You're a bad influence on me, Ernie boy.
Ooh. Fancy a drop more rat poison?
If there's any more of your rat's poison, you'll have to put me in the dead house. Still, let it not be said that a digger couldn't take his liquor, eh? Oh. Ernie, me mate, I got a nice little crate, all nicely rigged up by my own fair hands. And you know something, Ernie?
Oh, what?
I'd like to share it with you. Tonight's a full moon, perfect night for flying. You and me, up there. Oh. I know you're pom and all that, but you're me pommy mate.
Are you sure it's all right?
Hell yes! Everyone's either at the show or grugged up to the armpits.
Now,
no?
You can count me in, then.
I'm glad to hear it, anyway, because you and me, we're going to be cockies together.
Cockies?
Would you do me a favor, mate? Would you get rid of that dress? How can I take you seriously as a fellow cocky when you're dressed up like a prosy?
Vic?
Yes, mate.
What's a cocky?
Well, there's wool cockies, there's spud cockies, there's wheat cockies, and then there's cow cockies. That's me. It's what I should have stayed, too. Out bush. I've been a complete dill on this job.
Oh, that's better.
Too fond of me grog. I never told anyone this before, but you, me mate, I want to tell you what I've done.
Ooh, what have you done, Vic?
Well, I didn't do more like it. I didn't check them drift wires on Archie's machine.
Your friend was killed, so?
So that's what holds the friggin' aeroplane together. That tension in them wires is what stops the wings coming apart. They're too tight, soon as it gets up speed in a dive, they'll snap away from the fuselage. And if they're too loose, the vibration will cause them to fold up and buckle. Half an inch makes all the difference.
Which was this, then? What? Which was this? Tight or loose?
I don't know. I don't know, because I never looked. I never checked them out. Had my nose in a bottle, didn't I?
Come on. Can't blame yourself.
I killed him. Sure as hell I killed him. Well, I think about Archie a lot. One minute he's up there, sailing along like a bird, free and easy. The next moment he's got broken wings and he's falling like a sack of spuds. Falling out of the sky. What I want to know is what was Archie thinking about in those last few seconds before he hit the ground?
Can't do nothing about it, can he?
You know, Annie, you're a real philosopher, you are. Can't do nothing about it, can he?
He was thinking, oh, bloody strangle that bastard, Vic. He forgot to tighten my wire.
But he can't do nothing about it, can he?
Hey. Hey, there was a war on. Lots of blokes copped it, didn't them? That's past now. You've got to forget about it. Got to think about the future now.
You're a bonzer bloke, Ernie. Come on now. Let's visit the stars.
Oh, you sure this is all right?
No worries. You trust your Uncle Vic. Come on now, the night's a pup. You ready for it? Stick these goggles on, you can swing the prop.
Vic?
What, me old cocky?
The wires. Did you check the wires?
What kind of a bastard you take me for? Come on now. Come, Josephine, in my flying machine going up. She goes, up she goes.
Oh, there you are, running off like that.
Want the ring back, Jeff?
What a mess.
Is that what you call it?
Who the hell's up at this time of night?
Oh, I should have listened to our man. You men want the one thing and one thing
you
only.
You don't understand. It's not like you think. I'll look after you. The kid? What do you take me for? It's just all the plans. I thought I had it licked.
You're not going back?
I gotta think about it.
Oh, don't do me any favors, Jeff.
Look, I'll marry you. What more do you want?
What more do I want?
Oh, what I mean is...
Don't need to tell me what you mean, I know. Well, Jeffrey Rylance, I should have listened to him, ma'am, because I don't need you. And you can keep your bloody ring.
That's typical. Typical of you bloody English. That's it. Run away. Run away. What do I care? Life's too short, for Christ's sake. Too bloody short. Bloody hell. Vic! Vic! What are you doing, mate? Don't be a stupid bastard! Put your straps on!
Oh, sir, I can't hear you!
I said put your straps on!
I can't hear you!
I'm gonna turn her over!
What? No, wait till I'm strapped in, for God's sake!
You ready?
This is a good thing, mate!
It's bloody amazing! Wait for it! No! I'm gonna get some height now! Hold on!
Yeah.
Been to the concert, have you?
Been out walking.
Oh, walking? Is that all?
Where's our man?
Never you mind.
Is she all right?
Never mind about your mother. To see I've been waiting up for.
Oh, yes? What's the matter, then?
Tinder all over Stroud!
Do it again!
Right. I got a right gaggle of geese, haven't I?
What?
The only decent one out of the lot of you's got 6 foot of clay pressing him down.
Dad!
We got no room for whores and slatterns under this roof. Now you can take yourself and whatever baggage you got stowed away under that dress and get out of this house. What you waiting for?
Dad, I wanted to tell you,
so you don't deny it. I knowed she was right. I damn well knowed it.
Who's talking to you?
A little bird been to see me. And she brought your wages with her. You're finished up the manor for good.
Mrs. Lugg.
How long did they think they could cover it up? Now every Tom, Dick and Harry in Chalford will know. And afore long every bugger in Stroud will find out. Thee better get yourself a long way from here, my wench. Or the shame will find thee out.
Shame? Jeff asked you if he could marry me.
Ah, and now we know the reason for it. Well, from what I hear, he's buggering off back to where he come from.
Ah, and that's where I should be going too.
Tain't far enough away for me.
Oh, I was hoping I could get him to stay here so I could be near our man. Now Ivor's gone.
Don't you speak that name to me. Hear me? He was worth 1,000 of thee and that Australian put together.
I loved our Ivor too.
Did you? And while him was out there serving his country, while him was cold in his grave, what was you doing? What was you doing? Bloody whoring yourself around the town with any randy chance that we money to spend.
That's a wicked thing to say and it's not true.
It's gotta be true. Truth's there for anyone to see. And now you can bugger off on with him and put it there. If him don't run off without you. But you won't stay another night under this roof. Now get out. Out! Out! You pack your bags and go afore I do so.
If anyone leaving, Frank Pope, it'll be thee.
What's that? After what
she's
done?
She's your daughter. And we won't have no more talk of her going. Mind what I just say, Frank. She goes. I go. Do you hear me?
How are we going to hold our heads up in the town?
With us next, like us all has done. Now, I'm going to mash some tea.
Oh, you'll mash some tea. What's the vicar gonna say?
Bugger the vicar! There's one thing I can't abide about thee, Frank Pope. 'Tis when you puts on your holy Joe voice and whines about what's wrong with others. You went so flaming white thyself. I could tell a tale or two about thee. Now, you've had your 5 pennies and a fat lot of good it did. It's my turn now. When the Lord did dish out the brains, thee must have been behind the door.
That's it then, is it?
That's it then.
Right then.
Oh, him will come back when his belly just start to rumble.
Oh, ma'am, I know what it looks like.
When did you last eat? Now, I got a bit of loaf left and some ham. Oh, would you like a bit of Stilson? I got a nice wedge off the rations morning. You're gonna need feeding up, my wench. Both on you.
Let's get this show on the road. Look to it. Pip, pip.
Keep your shirt on, Cobber. I was having a kip.
Cobber? Cobber? Is that the way you colonials at Western Office are? I'll have you know you're talking to Goop Captain Jocelyn Wesley Wingflap, Siphon Bottom Wetamore, FCD, FCMC, VC, WCC, U for a G&T anytime, don't you know?
I'm Bruce, Corporal Bruce Mortis.
Mortis, eh? Well, Wigger Mortis. Don't you know you must always salute a British officer when you see one?
Of course I do. If they salute me, I always does it back. Ready for the off then, Captain Wingflaps?
Is this machine properly wigged?
Oh, yes, Captain. It's properly rigged and ready.
Properly rigged and ready for a run?
It's properly rigged and ready for a run, sir.
Good. You're sure the old crate is really properly wigged and ready for a wheel whip roaring run? Excellent. By jingo, I'm frantic for a flip, don't you know what? Right then, Wiggamortis. Swing the old prop.
Petrol on.
Petrol on.
Ignition off.
Ignition off.
Underpants on.
Underpants on. Get on with it, man.
Contact.
Contact. Don't worry. I do this every day. All part of the job, don't you know? So a poor aviator lay dying at the end of a bright summer's day. His comrades were gathered around him to carry the fragments away. He spat out a valve and a gasket and stirred in the sump where he lay. And then to his wandering comrades, these brave parting words he did say. Take the manifold out of me larynx and the butterfly valve off me neck. Remove from me kidneys the cam rods. There's a lot of good parts in this wreck. I'll be riding a cloud in the morning with no rotaway before me to cuss. So shake the lead from your feet and get busy. There's another lad wanting this bus. So stand to your glasses steady. This world is a world full of lies. Here's a health to the dead already, and hurrah for the next man who dies.
Get that down, you. Then it's bad for you, my wench.
Mum, I know what it seems
can't
like,
can't do nothing about it now. Tis done, and that's it, and all about it. That's men for you. We'll sort it, my wench. Doesn't fret. We'll sort it somehow. Oh, who can that be? Dear God, what are you doing here? Ain't you caused enough trouble?
It's Ernie.
Ernie what?
Oh, God.
Ernie and Vic. There's been an accident.
Ern's dead. My Ern's dead.
So, that makes it a total of 35. Oh, not a great number compared with the 4 million, I know. But they were my responsibility. My boys. And I loved every one of them. These two, oh, they were very naughty boys. That had so much grog you could smell it in their blood. Didn't know their arse from their elbow when the engine stalled at 1,000 feet. They still might have made it had they been sober. But the final bit of bad luck was the kitchen garden wall at the manor, which they struck at great speed.
but seriously, though. Seriously, folks. From all of us diggers to all you lovely Cotswold people out there, our heartfelt thanks. You've been fair dinkum, all right. So it's cooey and au revoir for the time being, if you see what I mean. But before we go, a little song to say that we will always remember the kindness lavished upon us here, and we'll be back like a shot if ever you need us again. Our farewell song, ladies and gentlemen, entitled Australia Will Be There. And we will be, folks. Don't you ever forget it.
When the brave boys of Australia heard Britain needed men to uphold the empire's honour, did they flinch or falter then? Nay, the gallant Anzacs were given up. fight with British bulldogs. They fight for motherland. Rally round the banner of your country. Take the field with brothers of the foam. On land or sea, wherever you be, keep your eye on Germany. But England, home and beauty, have no cause to fear. Should old acquaintance be forgot? No, 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 no. Australia will be there. Australia will be there. And they proved their worth, the Anzac boys, battling for...
They shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
There was a war on. Looking back on it, Jeff was right. It was a waste and a shame. Mam died in 1922. Broken heart, I reckon. And Dad? Well, he's gone now. They closed the airfield at Laterton in 1921. Somewhat about there being nasty pockets of air up there. Not much good for aeroplanes. Bit bloody late to find that out, I thought. I like to think these boys will still be remembered 100 years from now. They came from the other side of the world to help us out. It's the least we can do. We've had this service for him every Anzac Day for the last 10 years, and I always bring the boy. We called him Ernest Victor. He's not a bit like either of them, really.
He's an Aussie to his fingertips. Takes after his dad.
This'll be our last service for a long time, though. We catch the boat tomorrow. I'm going to find out what all the fuss was about. Going to see what poor old Ernie missed. We're going down under.
We're going out bush.
Mind you, if it's not all it's cracked up to be, I'll be back like a shot.
It's time to go, Annie. It's time to go home.
On land or sea, wherever you be, keep your eye on Germany. But England, home and beauty.
In Anzacs Over England by David Goodland, Miranda Pleasance was Annie Pope, Richard S. Huggett, Jeff Rylands, Ben Fox, Ernie Pope, and Jamie Robertson, Vic Walsh. Frank Pope was played by Owen John O'Mahony, Lily Pope by Vivian Moore, Colonel Toby Watt by Stu Cochran, and Captain Les Driscoll by Campbell Graham. Richard Haig was Darcy Jones and Beaumont, and Andrew Rattenbury, Ivor Pope and the Australian Airman. The music was arranged and played by members of the cast. Anzacs Over England was directed in Bristol by Pat Truman.
In France too, in the trenches, they've still the Germans' guns. We are proud of you, Australia, and your brave soldiers' sons. Rally round the banner of your country. Take the field with brothers of the foam. On land or sea, wherever you be, keep your eye on Germany. But England, home and beauty, have no cause to fear. Should old acquaintance be forgot? No, 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 no. Australia will be there. Australia will be there.
Tomorrow afternoon on Radio 4, a new classic serial begins. Gustave Flaubert's great Madame Bovary, with Nicola Paget as Emma, Stephen Moore as Charles Bovary, and Clive Swift as Monsieur Homais. And in the first episode, Emma dreams of romance, a young lover who will sweep her off her feet. And it's an irony of fate that it's Charles Bovary who walks into her life. Episode 1 of Madame Bovary, our classic serial, begins tomorrow afternoon at 2:30.